Jesus, changeless throughout eternity. February 26. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, and today, and forever. The power of Christ, a crucified Savior, to give eternal life should be presented to the people. We should show them that the Old Testament is as verily the Gospel in types and shadows as the New Testament is in its unfolding power. The New Testament is not a new religion, and the Old Testament is not an old religion to be superseded by the new. The New Testament is only the advancement and unfolding of the old. Abel was a believer in Christ and was as verily saved by his power as were Peter and Paul. Enoch was a representative of Christ as surely as was the beloved disciple John. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. To him was committed the message of the second coming of Christ. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." The message preached by Enoch, and his translation to heaven, were a convincing argument to all who lived in Enoch's time. These things were an argument that Methuselah and Noah could use with power to show that the righteous would be translated. That God who walked with Enoch was our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He was the light of the world then, just as he is today. Those living then were not without teachers to instruct them in the paths of life, for Noah and Enoch were Christians. The gospel is given in precept in Leviticus. Implicit obedience is required now, as then. How important it is that we understand the meaning of this word. Only two classes will be developed in the world, the obedient and the disobedient. This must be made apparent in all our labors. If we could only bear in mind that Christ, in disguise, is constantly by our side. "I am at your right hand to help you." We are to be his witnesses to convince the sinner of sin. None can be compelled against their will, but they can be convinced. Christ is the miracle-working power that can do this.